at the outset, the next to last two shiurim will be probably the most lemaisa. We'll talk about Shehiyah and Hachazara, primarily working out of Siman Reish and Gimel. Today, we're still working out of Siman Shin Yud Tet. We were discussing last week the sugya of Irui. We mentioned three or actually four shiurim in Rishonim. He was the Rishon, Mavashal Bakula. He was strictly training, not Mavashal at all. Or Irui is Mavashal like Sei Klipa. There's also Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, which we mentioned in passing. We're talking about Shehiyah and Hachazara, primarily working out of Siman Reish and Gimel. Today, we're still working out of Siman Shin Yud Tet. We were discussing last week the sugya of Irui. We mentioned three or actually four shittos in Rishonim. He was the Rishon, Mavashal Bakula. He was strictly training, not Mavashal at all. Or Irui is Mavashal like Sei Klipa. There's also Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, which we mentioned in passing. Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says in Siman Shin Yud Tet, Sif Katan Ayin Dalet. An interesting thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says in Sif Yud, also Lisa and Tavlin Bitara Valara Talandic Lirish. So the Machab is passing clearly against the Rashbam. If the Rashbam are right, when you put the pour boiling water over the Tavlin, because he was Kislishani. Tavlin, we know, was a Kislishani. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Ayin Dalet, after the Tavlin Ein Mavash Mitzvashah B'Klishani, the Tavlin Ein Mavash Mitzvashah Kaimalan to Mavashah Kadei Klipa. Vafilu B'Diyevet Osrim Ira Lehej Aleyen. We discussed this last week as being a difficult position. But then he tells us in our Machlokos HaRishonim, we say that the Diyevet is going to be Mako, and the question here is a tremendous Machlokos HaRishonim. Rashbam and many others hold that way. Others in fact disagree with the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah as far as the B'dievet is concerned. But what interests us now is the last three words of Mishnah Berurah. Shalom niflak akiluah. Iro lehej alein, you pour directly on it. Shalom niflak akiluah. What does niflak akiluah mean? Drip, drip, drip. By the time the drip hits the bottom, it's no longer connected to the top. It's called niflak akiluah. The stream has been interrupted. So the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit misleading. The impression he conveys is, I feel that the Yavid also in the era of the hedge of land shall not Nifzak HaKiluach. And if Nifzak HaKiluach, then what? It was the Muslim with the Yavid, it wasn't even the Chachila. It doesn't tell you. So you look in the source, which is the Eliyahu Rabbah, he's not even the Chachila. And he bases it on Yoredeya. Today, much of our discussion will be involved with Yoredeya as well, since you're all in Smicha, Yoredeya should be by you. Kemunach v'kupsa, should be no problem. So this too, the Eliyahu Rabbah quote from the Yoredeya, and this was Malicha, where the Rambam seems to hold this way, that in the case of Simon Samachet, the Rambam writes, Ain't lo mikwe iwi alak shal nisak akilua mikwe vishin shal nog alamata avalim posak vah lo mikwe iwi vein o otek. Finished. He's talking about people, someone's pouring hot water over a chicken before it was kashered. He's pouring the hot water to get rid of the feathers. Maliga it's called. By the way, the source for some of you who are doing service this year. The nisbe maluk. The Parshan points out that means because they're plucking feathers. Plucking the profits of the property. I think that's a strong step. So Maliga is that they took get rid of the feather by pouring hot water over the chicken. The problem is that it wasn't salted yet, so the blood it would move from one portion of the chicken to the other, and then it couldn't be taken out subsequently by the Maliga. So it answers it. But only to the Ramon Samachet if it's lo nifsak hakilua. Nifsak hakilua, it's not called Iroi, that's an answer. Finished. So you get the impression, isn't it? It's not considered Iwi at all. Period. There may be a shita which is machmir, but even that shita which is machmir only is machmir as far as blia, not as far as bishul is concerned. We discussed already last week. A blia and bishul hobo hatali or not? The Rashbam says clearly, not. And we discussed that many, if not most, Rishonim say they really are hobo hatali. The Shach says it's in kufay. But hey. Not a long discussion. In the middle of that thing, says that even though the word Aser Nifsek HaKiluah, but only Aser as far as Bliya is concerned, against us, more perhaps, or perhaps not, we'll see soon, but not as far as Bishop. Not Mavashim, period. But there's another concept which I want to discuss with you called Irish and Nizkal. Nizkal means it doesn't stop, it's a continuous stream. Flows along a surface. That's a very interesting question. Irish and Nizkal. What's the halacha? So here, the post can say that we have to be machmir. Irish and Nizkal is not the same thing as Irish and Nifsak HaKiluah. That's the question. So again, we mentioned before that Nifsak is one thing. And Nizkal is not necessarily the same thing, for an obvious reason. Because the Nizkal means it's gliding along a surface, but it's not interrupted, it's an uninterrupted flow. Uninterrupted flow, so then we have to consider it as one long flow. That's found in the Ramah, again in Yerodea. The Simon Sadi Bay, Steve Zion. Again, he passed it one more time that Nifsak Hiluch is not Aser. But it's not Nifsak, it's like Iwud. What's the case over there? Hiluach min HaKadeva Rosaka Shaholach al Kadeva Sonenim. It's schlepping with the Rishonim and Achonim called Nizkal, sliding along. What's the Mokka for this? So the Vilna Goyim, and Sif Kotlan Lam Advov, and Simit Tarebez in Yerodea, quote our Gemara. This is never my eyeing carefully. Now our Gemara and Shabbos Afmem is the source for this whole halach. We had it already last week. Let's review it again. It's a case of an ambati. We were on this daf last week. We can read every little last line of the sugya, but let's read it now. Gemara says as follows. Pamachas nechnasi acharebi lebeis hamerchus vikashi laniach lo pach shel shemen ba'ambati. I wanted to put a bottle of oil for him in a bath. Omeli tzubas lisheni v'tein. Put the oil in his lisheni. And put it in. Shmamin atzlav, 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 Mamina have shaved their bishulam. What's an ambati? Rashi explained. Ambati kyon brecha asuya bekarga shamayim nechnos v'shav v'neso. Water enters into there and it becomes collected. Bikashi laniach l'pach shemen lahavshi l'asuch emen l'kodem ha-rechito. We call it tulman ha-mayim b'chlisheni. Mamino Hamavasha Bachamek Tveria Bishabas Chayat. The mice of the Rebbe Lachas, they were having Zerat HaBalonin, couldn't have been in a regular bathhouse. Vyama Tzubuk Tishenim Vitein. So you see, he was referring to a case of Chame Tveria. Keep that in mind. Has anyone ever been in Tveria? Seen the Chame Tveria? So the way I get the impression from Rashi, is the chametz tveir, there's some water coming out of a source from the ground, and the water would come out and would sort of spill out over the ground, would be collected. They would dig a hole near where the water's coming out, where there'd be a bath for the of hot water in a hole in the ground, which would be constantly being filled and refilled, and hot water supply from the bath, the hot spring, up to there. That's the impression you get from the Gemara with the Rashi. That's called Nizkav. The water came and was left along the ground. And yet, when it comes to that bath, it's considered to have a status of a Klirishin. That's why he wouldn't allow him to put the Pak Shemin there. I think that's for a volcanic, no? A Pak Shemin. They wouldn't let him put it there. They had to put it into a Klisheni. So you see some here in the Vilna Gaon, not only if I take a kettle of water and I pour it on something that's considered even a Klirishin, but even if I have water that's going along the ground, and it then sort of falls into a receptacle, right? As it's falling over that, as it's falling over that brink, after having traveled along the ground for a few feet, and then it goes to fall on something that's subsequently, it would still be considered irritation. You wouldn't say it's like irritation nipsa kakilu. It's not nipsa, uninterrupted. Sure, it's meandering along the ground. It's not coming straight from the kettle. But so what? That's the Gaon's raya. It's not his own raya. Usually the Gaon brings the raya quoting from the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef is quoting it from the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is the one who said that Iwish is the Klirishin, and even Iwish and Nizkal is also the Klirishin. Period. Period. Sounds like a pretty powerful raya. However, in Yoredei itself is a contradiction to this. In the Yoredei, this is Tzadi Beis in Zion, in the Ramo. There's another din in Yoredeya. Simon Tzadi Hei. Now the case of Tzadi Beis, if you have Shiluach coming from one Kedera, Leshen Kedera on the Milchus and things of this nature. What's the Simon Tzadi Hei? Simon Tzadi Hei is an interesting case. You have a situation where you have a water, which is being used to wash dishes. And if Leshik with Milchus, everything's mixed it together. And it's boiling water, which is coming from a kettle or an urn, on top of both dishes. It's Leshik and the Milchus. What's the halo? The Ramah says, in Ira Mayim Roskin, She'ena Shabbosa V'lo Shachol, a part of the water, Al Kelim Shabbosa V'shachol, V'yachad, Afilu Shuman Dovet V'hem, Hakol Shari, the aim Irikit Lirishin Mamish, She'yate Sha'akelim Shemara Aleim Yivlu Zemizem. Who's he quoting? Pizza V'hetehor. V'kam Nemeforshim Et Tziru Gluyin Ramo. In Tzadi Beis, he says, he wish in Israel, Adr. In Tzadi Hei, he has the boiling water that pours out from the kettle, hits the flesh, and then hits the middle, because it does not turn anything. The contradiction in the Ramah, in Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Hei. As far as Ewish in Israel is concerned. So the two Gedolim and Sakasha, the two great classical Mepharshim in the Yoredei and Sakasha. The Tavazat and the Prima Gedolim. They both have Sakasha, the Lukasha. Obviously, they both thought of this question. It's a very good question. How do you answer the question? So the Chavazaz and Simon Tzadi Beis asked the question. He gives the following answer. He says, the Iwi Shenizdal is Mavliya, but it's not Mavasha. We have a rule. The rule is that whenever it's not Mavasha, it's not Maflit Umavliya Ki Echa. That's a quote of the Chavazaz quote that comes from earlier sources. Vishal is Tarum is Tamin. Things are mixed up. So it's the same power that's needed to cook something is needed to take to transfer taste. In other words, to pull taste out of one source and have it absorbed into another source. That's a tremendously powerful level. That same level is needed for cooking. What is cooking? Says the Chavazaz. Tarum is Tamin. mixing up the taste of the water with the chicken, those are considered Karuba Satan. So the Chavazas is a Pshara. Iwi, which is Nisal, can achieve absorption, and can achieve, is what we call Bliya, and can achieve what we call Lahaflit, to draw things out, but not both at once. And if not both at once, it also will not cause Bishul. It will come out that in Sadi Bays, the Ramaz Machma was talking about pure Bliya. Not if any have, it wasn't necessarily to be Machmud over there. Because then the Ramaz Machma. Sadi Hay, he's talking about you want the water to take out of the flesh and into the middle of it, so vice versa. Lahafud Vala Bliya Ki Eba Disu, Iwish and Israel cannot do. So writes the Chavazat. Yes. Very good cash. Very, very good cash. From Moshe is that cash. From Moshe is that cash. And Igor is Moshe. Very good. I thought you asked me a better cash. Ask me a better cash. Come on. Cash from today's shiur. B'nei Obey. I didn't say, talk about that. I didn't say that much today so far. It's quarter to Gemara. What was the riot of the Ramah in Sadi Bay? Yeah, but what was the topic of Chavez Tveria? Bishul! How can the Chavez Daz say the Chav Ramah is? That it's Mavolea. But it's not Mavolea, Mavolea, but it's not Mavasha. The whole riot of the Ramah is going to the Truman Tadeshin. It's from Bishul. And that's the whole riot. The source of the Ramah here is Truman Tadeshin. And it's all right from our Gemara. How can you split? So the Chavazah says, well, you know, the Truman Tadeshin himself said that the Raya is not totally conclusive, just maybe you can get out of it. And therefore we'll accept his word first that he can get out of the Raya. We'll accept his position halfway. Not Mavashal, because the Raya is not a good Raya, but at the very least, of course, is a Belia. The question becomes, a little difficult. A, you know, how do you get out of the ride? We don't know how to get out. B, we mentioned last week that Rav Tosfos seemed to equate Bliya with Bishul. Rashban distinguishes. So the coins of the world who assume that Tiwi is Mavashal, either Mavashal is the Kulo or Mavashal is the Kalifa. So that seems to be the two really are equated. It's difficult to defend the Ramah based on that position. So the Ramah is the one that seems to make this equation. Ramah's the one who talks, could take a banner about seems to hold this equation. We'll see some, as we already saw last week. So the Chavazah's sheet is a little bit difficult. So the Prima Gaudium has a different verse. He himself is a tune to what we just said now, that the Raya from the Ramah of the Tumor Tadesh is that it's the Vashal too. He makes the following distinction. Okay. A great distinction he has. Is the pot on the fire, or is the pot off the fire? In the case of Sadi Bey, it's a unique case. The pot is on the fire, and it overflows. A kiruach emerges from the pot which is on the fire. That's really powerful. It's a kiruach from a kliwishin she'omet ala eish. There are more machmir. But in the case of Sadi, hey, what happened? You picked up a kettle off the fire, and you started pouring. So it's off the fire. If it's off the fire, then we can be making. Again, if the Ewish and Israel comes from the pot on the fire after the Nachri, after Sadi Bay, off the fire, we can be making. And now it makes sense, because the case of the Truma possession was on the fire. What fire? Chametz Tveria. It's coming from the Chametz, which is in effect on the Eishel Gehenim, as the Gemara has it in the Sefer Shabbos. But so on the fire, that's what he said. Only problem is the Farish against the Ramah. Which Ramah? Not the Ramah, not God's Ramah. The Ramah in what we call the Torah Tata. Ramah is the largest, longest page. The people don't understand that the Ramah is opposite the Farish, even if it is not on the fire. The one that's called here in Tati Bay is even in that case. So I saw Rabbi Halpern, Shalita. of Lady Yitzchak Kaufman from the Yerushalayim has a whole book on this called Chimu Mayim B'Shabbos. That's a famous boiler book. That's made the first famous book about discussion about the boilers on Shabbos. He says, well, wait, let's combine the sheikhs. We'll say that the Prima Donna's distinction is correct. It's correct only with respect to Bishul. Not with respect to Bliya. Bliya is always going to be. But Bishul will only exist when there's a flame, when it comes from a pot on the fire. You put those two together, then somehow you can count the Rambam can come out clean. The problem, of course, is that's again based on the distinction between Bishul and Bliya, which we refuse. We're not happy to accept. Most pastors seem to disagree with it. The truth of the matter is, not everyone agrees with Ramos to begin with. The Shach says Ramos' rule. The Ramos Kadehe's rule. Aye, but the Ramos puts in the Ferish Yisra Veheta. There's the Shach. Take a look at the Simon Kadehe. He's there over there. But yeah, the Ramos did quote, it's true. The Yisra Veheta said so. But the Yisra Veheta, we can discount him. Why do we discount him? Because the Yisra Veheta passes Allah like the Rashbam. He passed like the Rashbam. He was the Klisheini. It's not Mavash, it's even the Klippah. Nothing. Bishul and Bliya do not go together. That's why the Meis Rebbe so makes it. But we pass this Mavash and the Klippah and Mavash and the Mavdiya Kiyach and the Klippah and the Klippah and the Klippah with Bishul, it's going to be awesome. There's no difference in the world of the Shach between Iwi through the air and Iwi Shenitzvah. It's exactly the same thing. And the Ramah's Shver, how do you enter the steer in Ramah? The Shach suggests somewhat weak answering himself, it's not so great. Has a distinction between whether it's going to go into a town or go, and whether Ramah is Machmir, Machmir Mavdiya Kiyachos, that's the sentence of Shama Ket. And here when it comes to a plea, which is harder, it's not Machmir Mavdiya Kiyachos, something like that. Because he himself doesn't really think too highly of the Terrace. Shach basically rejects the Ramah. So I thought of a Terrace to the Ramah. Let's follow. The Olam Iwi is only has power for Kedei Klippah. Now, in the case of the chicken, you pour the water over the chicken. It asks why? Because it'll transfer the blood from the one point of the chicken to another point which is so close, organically close, all within the chicken's neck. You pour it over here and then it's the feathers go back, the feathers coming off. So the blood from here will go to the blood in the millimeter right next door. Will connect to as part of the chicken. So those within it was within a Kedei Klippah. So it's an answer to the chicken. However, in the case of the Ramah, what happens? You have Fleshika and Milka conditions. They're in the same thing. You pour on water over the Fleshika and into the Milka. The water then first hits something, first hit the Fleshika. Then, the water will go on its merry way and hit the Milka. But it's not going to hit the Milka within the clean of the Fleshika. Almost by definition, they're different dishes. So the water doesn't have to go over a Mashu. More than a klippah, when it travels from the flesh, it's an elephant. So that's why the Ramos over here in Simon Sadehe, Sim Gimel, said was the water was not after the elephant kaddish. So by the time the flesh, the power of the water, would bounce off the fleshika dish, by the time it hits the elephant kaddish, it already lost its power. But it's true that the Irish and Israel has power to go on forever. True. If it was chicken soup or if it were milk, its power would last forever. Aye, it's only a Kedei Klippah. No. It's a Kedei Klippah. But here it's a Kedei Klippah along its entire route. It's as long as the Mississippi River, so that's as long as it is. As long as it's still hot, it'll impact on a Kedei Klippah all along its merry way. But if the water is innocuous, it's just plain powerful water. You want it to impact both on a Fleshika and on a Milchika, that doesn't work. Because now we're going to take sleep of each other. But that's the case to answer the obvious question too. What was your question? The Greeks here, not to be master of my Bliya Kiyakon. Kind of And he answers, yeah, sure, there's grease there. But you want the water to kind of pick up grease. Literally, the grease is cold. The dishes are longer in the sink. But to pick up the grease and to transfer the taste of the grease, which is on top of the middle, a glass sugar dish onto a middle dish. Can't do it. Because now it's like connect sleep with one another. Rav Moshe asks your kasha, Avi, in the Igris Moshe Yerodea, Chelet Aleph Simen Mem Beis. I think it's a bit of a different teret. I thought my teret would answer all the kashas, I thought. But I have to be honest with you. It may be a harifris, a pshat to answer the Ramah, but the source of the Ramah we know was the Yisra Behet. And we know that the Yisra Behet passes like the Rasbam. I mean, the Shach is right. Despite the fact that my teret might be sharp, and for the Ramon Sadi Hey, it shouldn't be a few of the Ramon Sadi Bay. The mice of this source is really the head of the Rambam. It's very hard to accept the Ramon Sadi Hey. Leaving that alone, the problem in Arachai, we're going to hit the Shabbos after, let's go back to the Shabbos now. The Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this Ramon and the Shabbos on this Ramon. Excuse me, this Machada. This Simon Shinyan Kesef Yud cannot pour water over Tavlin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's before directly over the Tavlin. But if you're willing to pour the water against the side of the cup, have it run down the side of the cup and bump into the Tavlin, Mutter. Source, Ramah, Tadihei, Tifginel, or many of the courses of source, it's in the Hetzer. Directly, I don't have Rabbi Kiva Eger in front of me. But we're saying now you can't quote that as a source. That's the whole Dr. Rashbam. The source that the Rabbi Kiva Eger calling is the Rashbam Shita. The East that Iru is Kiklusheni. That's why he's making. Yes, it's poured on directly. The East of the Hetzer said we should be Makwal Chatzila. Makwal Chatzila for Blia, maybe even for Bishul. But it's only a Chumar B'Alma. But the way we pass it, but there is not, it's only a Chumar B'Alma. It only applies to pouring directly on the tablet. But the way we pass it, Halacha, that Iru is typically reaching Mamish, at least a connected, maybe even more, then I would say you cannot be making like a Rabbi Kiva Eger. So I don't know, Rabbi Kiva Eger said it and printed in all the regular Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the people out there were doing it. And of course, what I'm saying is that Shashi is the right. And they were all Rishonim with it to the right. And the only ones who are making in the Shal are those who hold up the Rashbam. But the Bidiyevah, we said already before that we can rely on the Rashbam, but the Bidiyevah. I mean, you want to drink some tea if someone made that way. But you certainly would be well advised to stop doing it. I mean, I can see, walking to someone's house, and he's pouring, wants to make a tea, takes a tea bag, and he pours the water, you know, very nicely along the side of the cup, that is to see directly. He says, I'm fine, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Can't blame him, Rabbi Kiva Eger said so. But we're saying now, Rabbi Kiva Eger's source is the Rashbam. We don't pass like the Rashbam. So much so that according to Mishnah Berurah, we don't even consider the Rashbam, even Rabbi Yehud. So that's why I think it's going too far. But certainly the Chassidim can't follow Rashbam. Rabbi Kiva Eger, I mean, is difficult Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah. Now, getting back to the Sugya of Mem, which is really today the main title for our discussion. I read you the Rashi before. This leads to a tremendous Tumah, this Rashi, which is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Kilkot. It's really a prima donna, but it's the Shmir Shabbos quoted from the Chazanish as well. And here it is, and those who have it's on page 154. It's the Shmir Shabbos here. It's on top of Sif Mem Aleph. Page of Zion and Shemir Shabbos. It's 154 in the pack. Kol ha-mayim ha-chamim ha-yotim ha-mitkanim ha-nal. That means dudim, means the urn. Yesh lachshosh v'lom ha-shet dinam k'mayim ha-bor m'klirishim. Even if it goes through pipes. Where did he get it from? Kein masha b'rashi Shabbos nemu l'vei. You hear it? It comes from the Rashi. He quotes the Chazon Ish. You pour water from the dud she'omen al ha'esh b'toch ha'kos v'kabel ma'mayim she'b'toch ha'kos shem shel klirishin kevan she'b'shas shvichos v'lo yimuchubon v'kivishin she'omen al ha'esh not just while it's pouring, but even after it's in the cup. Is that what Rashi said? Well, we'll see soon. Doesn't understand. Sivik Hazesh Tarachiyan, and the Ramon, Simon Sadi Beis of Zion. He says the Ramon, he asked the Kadei Klippa, the Chazanish Drive, should ask the Bakulo. He goes into an entire, what's our Prima Donna from before, a whole discussion over here. Is it Bolea, may not know Vasho, is the Chazanish hold the same way? Gadam is like the Chazanish, the whole story in Ha'ara Kufcha Beis. Tremendous in the mind. We discussed coolers last week, right? Let's say, for example, pouring milk. We said pouring milk into a the coffee. We said you put the coffee in and you have it in a cup, you pour the milk in. Why? Because after all, the milk is mavushal, it's pasteurization, it's created to consider the mavushal. Well, it's a Tushani. Right? It's a Tushani. And we're not so machmet, we're not going to Tushani, Bishal Achabishal, Balach, since we don't go so far. According to Chazanish, that cup of coffee is a Kriyush. It comes not from a kettle which you lift off the fire and then pour, but it's coming out of the bigot, the faucet of the urn. So that's the case, the coffee cup is a cleavishin. And then, you really shouldn't put the milk in it. Because the cleavishin is to a machmer. Bishop Lach, Bishop Balach. Etc. I can give you one example. There are numerous other examples as far as what's the size of the teacup or the coffee cup if the water comes from an urn. I thought Pashas is not that way. So you see from the Ramon and Sadi Beis in Yerodeya. Ah, but it's up on the Rashi. Came because of Rashi Shabbos. Never been Beis. That's how he started. What do you do with the riot from Rashi? So I thought of two ways to possibly get out of the riot from Rashi. And then I thought of Sadi Beis. Lulei Dibri Rashi. You may say this thing. Again, what did Rashi say? You have the water coming out of the Kamek Zeria, slithering along the ground, gathering in a hole, a water hole, it's called. And he says that it's the size of a Klirish, based on the Gemara. That's what maybe, yes? So I thought that the only reason why it's considered a Klirish is because the water is constantly going. Constantly going. Chametz Tzareah is all the time. So there is a chibur. There is a connection between the original source, which is water on the fire of Gehenna, the Chametz Tzareah, and the water in this water hole. Because of the constant reinforcement, if you will, of the water continually going in there, going, it has the status of a Kli Rishon. So Rashi's Raya is what we call our Derech HaDimyon. That's exactly the same as a Kli Rishon. You say you had a pot on the fire, you took it, you pulled it off, and you put it down on the floor. That's a Kli Rishon. It's not the same. Because here, on the one hand, the Ambati really never was on the fire. On the other hand, it has a constant connection to the fire. The vart is, if it has that some kind of a connection to the fire, either past or present. Past thing, it was on the fire and cooked there, or present, because the water from the fire keeps coming in. In either case, it's considered connected enough to a Kli Rishon to be considered a Kli Rishon. It's also b'shabbos. Yes. Okay. Correct. Correct. We'll come to that. That's one possible dechia of the raya. A second dechia of the raya is as follows. The Tumas Hadesh himself suggested that perhaps we should say that Chametz Tveria is shining. So the whole ground is hot. It's not like some of this water is pouring along a cold sink. It's pouring, going along hot ground. Only thing that something would bother him was What bothered him was that the only reason why the Gemara introduced Chametz Tveria was to get out of the problem of Gzeiras HaBalonim. That led him, leads you to an impression that not for the Gzeiras HaBalonim, the technical problem, the din would be identical in the case of what? Chamei Ur. That's a major question against this Dechia. So I thought as follows. Listen carefully. Had it been Chamei Ur, you would have interpreted as referring to a case of a bathtub Al Gabe Ha'esh proper. If you look in the Gemara, to say that when a person goes to the bathtub, they make a special Yehirat, and fall into the fire. So you start the bath directly on the fire. That's easy to heat up the water. Make sure that it doesn't collapse. So that would have been a Klirish and Marish. So therefore, at the beginning, the Gemara said, of course, it's going to be Usher, let's put it into Klisheni. At the beginning, the Gemara thought it was referring to what kind of a cave? Al-Gabi Ha'esh proper. That would certainly be us. We're not the Tubal Klisheni the same. So therefore, once the Gemara says Tomachame Tveria, which means slithering and sliding along the ground, then there's in fact no difference between Chame Ha'ur and Chame Tveria. Chame would be the same halacha. It would be Mutu in all cases, and also only in this case of Chame Tveria because it has heat. The ground is hot. I mean, the Tumas Hadeshah itself suggested this clear. Maybe Rashi only said it's Allah, but the ground is hot, perhaps. Aye, the Gemara didn't introduce Chametz Tveria until much later because of Chametz Tveria and Malonim. Yes, because at the beginning the Gemara never said it was off the fire. It had it been Chametz Tveria, we'd have interpreted it to talk about directly on the fire. Leads me just to one more nakuda in the sugya. Lulei Divrei Rashi wants to argue and say that Chametz Tveria itself is directly on the fire. Rashi is assuming, I have been it's very. Rashi assumes that the water goes up and then slides on the ground and gathers. Maybe not. Maybe the water is going straight up and is collected a pool directly above the spring. And again, I don't know what, have you been in the Tveria recently? What was the Messiah of Tveria now? I don't know what it was for the pool or what it was then. It's not a Gemara. Everything is commercialized. Okay, if you look carefully in the Chiddush Aran quote, the Apostle Aran that sugya is the following lashon: Ambati Recha Haasi Bebeis Hamerchet Shamayim Hachanan Nimshachin Ba V'Nesaf Mishach. It's Nimshachin. Slept along. Nimshachin. At the end, he says. Havaloba also brecha shachame tveri sham, and he doesn't mention anything about minshachim. Let's give me the impression that he holds that the chame tveri, the water is directly above the fire, which of course would refute the proof may occur. Lulei Divrei Rashi. Yes. Gemara seems to say Chametz Tveria, whether it's Usher or Mutter, depends upon what the source of the heat is. Whether the cold of Chama, right, comes from the sun, or that what I mentioned a few times earlier today, the Eish of Gehenna, is considered a real fire. That's a Gemara. That's an important Gemara. That Gemara seems to indicate to me, anyway, that cold of Chama is Mutter Shalatma. That's just a matter of Shiloh Kederach Bishl. It would be hard to say that whether it's Kederach Bishl or not Kederach Bishl in the Chametz Tveria depends upon science, geothermal physics, whether it's coming from the fire underneath the ground or from the sun. That's going to determine whether it's Kederach Bishl or not. The reason I say so is with the point of what I'm saying now, it's come out of the microwave is only Derabonim. It's the Chametz Tveria I told you in the first year. It's called the Chametz Tveria. Whereas if you hold that, the entire distinction between Chama and Ur is Tzedako, you could argue that Bezman Azer, a microwave is Tzedako, it's Osama Daraisa, Ramesh, something like that in the Shuvah. It's somewhat difficult. You tried to contend with this tomorrow, but I wasn't exactly sure how we get out. Anyway, let's go weiter. The Tzumas Hadeshah seems to hold as follows. What's the case over there with the Kamis Tveria? You put the bottle of shemen down, and the water is coming, as you said before, is coming over the top and bumping into it. Can't do that. What was we saying? I have a cash. The EU is only in the last one today, Khalifa. Should be no problem. The pocket towel should be to say Khalifa. It'll never hit the shemen directly. So I have to say another kiddush gadol. That the Tumas Hadeshin and his raya must be assuming like who? Like those Rishonim who say that he is Mavasha what? Bukulo. Bukulo, totally. Otherwise, the raya has to fit in. That's another way of saying your point. It's not exactly the same.
The Tumas Hadeshin Zaya, the Ramah says that the Iran Yisrael is a problem because it is a Mavasha or something. The Raya is from this Gemara. They assume, like the Chazanish, that when you take something directly from on the fire without removing the food first, that this is a unique type of situation.
No Raya.
How could they bring a Raya to anything?
You're right. So obviously, they're learning a different shot.
They're assuming that there's no distinction between whether you pull it directly off the fire or you take the skin off and then remove it.
Right. That's probably correct. Right. Anyway, this is the issue what we call Iwui Chenizkal, the major issue in the Pesukim. Lemaisa, Shmir Shabbos will cause a pasuk. If you want to heat up a baby bottle, you may pour boiling water over the bottle. There's cold water there. You want to make the water warm, you want to make the freshly squeezed orange before Shabbos. It was never cooked before. Most of why? Partially said. Because the area is on the Mavasha Wat, today, Khalifa. And the Khalifa is the bottle itself. So it gets into the juice, it's already, the power is spent. I hesitate to pop to this way. I wouldn't do it. There are many Rishonim who maintain that he is Mavashu Bakula. That's true. There are more than your Isaiah's making. It's only Mavashu, it's only Mavashu, because they creep. But that, don't forget, there are more cases than always Bidiyevit. Your Isaiah's, by definition, is Bidiyevit. This happened, that happened, other thing happened. There are more than Makel.
Yeah.
So as I started to say, I'll be closer to those Rishonim will maintain he was Ravasha Bakula. We don't think that way either. When they're mocked, but like Rashi, they're telling me the Mavasha Bakula. I would be afraid to put the Mishnah Berurah, the Lashon is Mavasha Kadeklifa. That's what we just said before. The Mavasha Kadeklifa, I would say it means at least the Kadeklifa. He wants to ask the throwing water on the tower, it's Mavasha Kadeklifa. He wasn't so Madaic, means Kadeklifa and no. The ladle is very complicated. It's relevant to us. You take a ladle, most classical cases, you take the chicken soup with a ladle, you pour it into a bowl, and now can you put your collar for that ball, you're scooped up. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you consider the ladle to be a klisheni, then we consider the soup ball to be a klishlishi, then you offer yourself macro, a bishlach, a field of klishlishi. If you consider the able ladle to be a klirishin, and then the ladle will be a soup ball to be a klisheni, that's being macro by the soup ball. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not sure, the ball is fakus, he's not a lahapa. The ladle is very complicated. It's relevant to us. You take a ladle, most classical cases, you take the chicken soup with a ladle, you pour it into a bowl, and now can you put your challah into that bowl, your soup stuff? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you consider the ladle to be a klisheni, then we consider the soup bowl to be a klishlishi, then you offer yourself macro, a bishlach, a field of klishlishi. If you consider the able ladle to be a klirishin, and then the ladle will be a soup bowl to be a klisheni, that's being mocked by the Sultan. So the Shmuel says, we're not sure, the bowl is fakus, he's not to the hopper. That's the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan, Mem Hei. What's the source in the earlier post? The Tosfos has already been mentioned once before, Tosfos in the Mem Hei Beis Akasha. Why is Klirishim and Klishem? So the answer we mentioned last week was that Klirishin has defanas chamim machamamals and Klishen has defanas makaros. To mention about microwaves being a possible exception. But the Rav once spoke about hot plates. Some of the catering halls, they heat up the plates. You know what I'm talking about? So he was discussing whether that should be perhaps Klirishin. So it's defanas machamamals. That's what they keep the plates in the oven. Apparently they had this practice by certain caterers. Yeah? Okay, I believe you. The Rav said that maybe that plate is a klirishin. Right? So the Rav said that maybe a klirishin. And the converse might be that in a micro everything is a klishen. If this is in fact the cloud, wow, what kind of cool is there? I mean, I don't know. There's some stuff that got fully doobly mapped on all ends, right? I mean, serious question in terms of the soup bowls by the caterer.
Yeah,
it's a letter, but sometimes you can't touch it.
Yeah,
the label's there, yeah. Either Rob's right, Mahdi's right, Pashid is right. Okay, good. Yeah. They take soup bowls. China soup bowls, they put them in an oven.
On Shabbos.
That's different, before Shabbos. They're on Shabbos. The fire is on, we hope, before Shabbos. And this way, the bowls get very hot. Then when they take the soup bowl, the soup rather, and they pour it from the pot into the bowl, it'll retain the heat much longer.
Right.
They know, they're toast. They know that if the walls are hot, it'll retain the heat longer. So the Rav then said, and that soup bowl is a klirishin. Can't answer that question. Obviously, the first you ask the letter to or above, otherwise it's not spoken about. So, the Chavazat in discussing that this post is something like ilog over, tatog over, I can't go into all the problems of that sugi right now. The lack of time. Suffice to say that the Chavazat says that you can have a situation where something has the fanos, which are not makaro, but they also are not heated up on the fire. In that kind of a case, it's a machlokes of the ilogovar or tatogovar. On this basis, he suggests that a ladle. What's a ladle? A ladle has hot wool. Why the wall passed? The ladle was never on the fire. The ladle was put into the soup. It was put into the soup, so it became, the wall of the ladle became hot. He said, well, look, the walls are not neither the hot, nor the caro, Machamos. No, Makaras, that's when we have the famous Machlokas of the Ilah Gavra or Tatsa Gavra. And since the Yisuma, the label whole Tatsu, so if a fly will fall from the soup, so it tastes good, a good tasting fly, or something like that. But the good tasting will fall in, it would ask her in a Klirish. That's what the Chavazah suggests. But he gives another example. Another example of this would be a double gush. Double gush, according to Shiv Chumas Marshal, double gush is solid food, solid block. Since it does not assume the shape of its container, it is not automatically that heat dissipates. Therefore, despite the fact that it's retaining, it oaks their homo batoko, supposed to say. It holds on to the heat more. But at the same time, you would say there's little effect of the Zephanos Makaros, because of this reason it's a solid block, but at the same time, you wouldn't say that it's Zephanos Makaros, neither nor. But it should also depend upon the Shaila of what? Tato Govar or Ilo Govar, the status of a double gush. So the Machlokas, the Mashal, the Ramon, Yerodea, is a Bole or not, the Taz quotes in Simon Sadidal in Yerodea. So the Machlokas Apostim within the Mashal Shita, that Dover Gush is Bolea, is it Mavashal or not? So the Bogan Avram says yes, he's one who transferred the Mashal to Hilchos Torah Chaim, to Chashavis. But most posts say no. The Mahashal only said it in Hilchos Bliya. Never said it in Hilchos Bishul Dover Gush. Never. And that's what the Hetzah holds, and the Tachita. And the Yaakov holds Tachita. Chavazat likes Tachita, that it's Bolea, not Mavashal. As a result, he wants to refute Tosfos based on his version of the Mahashal. That's the Chavazat, how he pointed out, how he presents it. The Tianir Zayt is Nahapochu. You're going to reject Tosfos based on your interpretation of the Mahashal? Hey, there are more rejects the Mahashal. We got it. B, the Pashtus, the way the Ramah holds in other contexts, but the Bishul of Bliya Tobo Atalia, if you would hold from the Mahashal already, you should already hold the Mogan Avraham's version of the Mahashal. Not only is it double gush bolea, but it's also what? It's also Mavashal. So to reject the Tosfos based on an understanding of the Achronah within the Mahashal seems to be somewhat difficult. So Halacha L'Maisa, what's the din of this label? The Mishnah Berurah writes it to Kotzen Tei Zayin. He's like this. Im Shoray B'Kli Reik and Mitoch Kli Rishon. It's a ladle. Yesh Amim D'Dino K'Kli Rishon. U'Bifrat Im Masha HaKli Reik and B'Socho HaShemala R'Sicha Vadai Mikli Kli Rishon. If you leave the ladle in the chicken soup pot long enough that the steam starts coming out from that part of the soup which is in the ladle, then it's certainly a Kli Rishon. Now, where does it come from? This distinction between the smoke comes up or doesn't come up, steam comes up or doesn't, where does it come from? It comes from a Taz here. It's a part of your test based upon a toast number of the Zorah. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. I'll quote it to you. V'yesh mesimin ka'ara b'toch machmas ala esh ad sharesichus olos toch ha'kara within the ladle. V'me osa kara magilin. And they use that water to pour off to do the kashering through Eruv. Uvizem is super greed. Im zemol kikli rishin im lav. V'tola adol alahachm. He wasn't sure it could help the kashering. He wasn't sure. I'll tell you the truth. I thought that the whole idea of the steam coming up has nothing at all to do with Hilchos Shabbos. That the local din in what? Hilchos what? Hagola, you know, says in the Ramah, you can only kasha with water that's mala resicha. What was he afraid of? The other priest came in hot, the Kabbalah kapocha. That's what he said. But in Hilchos Shabbos, I thought steam was irrelevant. You still have a question? I thought steam was irrelevant in Hilchos Shabbos. That's what I thought. What was the re-suffix then? The re-suffix was, if it has steam, should we consider it to be Kli Rishon or not? After all, the ladle never was really heated up on the fire. The ladle is inserted into the big pot of chicken soup, which itself was heated up through the fire. The ladle itself was not heated up through the fire. The ladle was heated up by the water. But the soup? That's the question. Despite the fact that it has mala v'sicha, could we consider it to be iru mitzvi rishon or not? That's the reason the suffix and the post and the theft of others are. That's the way I understood the show. What I thought, the ladle itself will cook even without steam. Because steam is only halacha in kashrei. And while the ladle while the soup is in the ladle directly, one might argue it's a bit of a clear reason for sure. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. But my focus on post from Yerodea, what's the status of this situation? The Maisa, I told you before in Sukkot and Memhei, the Mishnah Brewer says that, you know, if we could be the Sarif Kulis, if you'll take the ladle and pour it into a Klishlishi, into a soup bowl, which might be not Klishlishi or Klishlishi, you can put the soup nuts in. Because you have so many Tzadon Lahoko. Many posts say, Ein Bishalach HaRafir. And if there's Bishalach HaRafir, many posts say, only the Klishlishi, not the Klishlishi. And if you'll say, if it's a Klishlishi, many will say that the soup bowl is a Klishlishi, because the ladle itself is a Klishlishi. The desire of so many chumras were not required to do so. Not required. And one more important hour of this shall end. I think it's the biggest hour. Close to the Chazanish. The only time I have a shayla even over here is if the ladle is inserted into the soup pot while the pot is still on the fire. But if the ladle is inserted as it usually is nowadays, because the chumras are cold or other reasons, it's only inserted into the pot of soup after the pot of soup was removed from the esh, then, for sure, Rav Chazanish, the ladle is a klisheni, and the soup will become a klishlish. What's the logic? Very good. If you put a ladle into a soup pot on the fire, then the hakir of the re is, do we consider the walls of the ladle to be heated up by the fire? Well, no. Since you would remove all the soup and leave the ladle on top there over 3 feet of air, it probably wouldn't have become so hot, so we cannot view it as being heated up on the fire. That's the chakir of the reed. One more time. You have a big pot full of soup. You take a ladle and put it in that soup while it's on the fire. So the shayla is, do we say it's considered a klirishin because it's directly on top of the fire? Or do we say, no, had you removed all the soup, it wouldn't have soup conduct heat. Had all the soup been removed, the ladle itself might not have been the potato, the holes within the heat, not just a thin ladle. It wouldn't apply to that. Okay, I both said with this, with your permission, if you have any more pressing questions, we'll conclude our discussion of visual properties.